From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Secretary of State John Kerry is in Laos, where he will lay the groundwork for a February summit with leaders of 10 ASEAN, or Association of Southeast Asian Nations. Those are countries that will be hosted by President Barack Obama. Kerry arrived in the capital, Vientiane, late Sunday. It's the first leg of a three-nation tour of Asia that also includes stops in Cambodia and China. During his stay, Kerry and Asian leaders will discuss pressing regional issues, including the South China Sea dispute and growing concerns about North Korea's nuclear program. In February, President Obama will host a special ASEAN summit in California. Australia and Thailand are strengthening anti-terror cooperation amid fears of more attacks in the region by groups associated with Islamic State supporters. Ron Corbin reports from Bangkok.
The move by Australia and Thailand to step up security cooperation comes during what Australia's Justice Minister Michael Keenan calls a deteriorating security situation.
We know we've got a big regional challenge. This is a menace that is stalking Indonesia. It's certainly stalking Australia. It's troubling Malaysia. It's troubling the Philippines. And no country in the region is immune from that. Definitely a challenge that we all share together. And that's why that cooperation is vitally important.
Panattan Mataniagorn, an advisor to the Thai Deputy Prime Minister Prawit Wongsawan, says a regional security cooperation structure came into place after the 2002 bombings on the Indonesian resort island of Bali that claimed 200 lives. Ron Corbin for VOA News, Bangkok, Thailand.
Please look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Iranian officials say the country's flagship airline will finalize a deal to purchase 114 jets from Airbus when President Hassan Rouhani visits France on Wednesday. Iranian media quoted Transport Minister Abbas Akhundi saying Iran Air and Airbus will sign the agreement. Akhundi has not given any specific terms, including the price of the planes. The cost will run billions of dollars, but Iran badly needs the planes to upgrade its fleet of passenger jets, which were subject to years of sanctions and suffered from a lack of maintenance. Millions of people in the eastern United States are digging out their cars and homes on Sunday after two relentless days of snow that will enter the history books as one of the largest snowstorms on record. The snow tapered off overnight around Washington, D.C., where many areas near the Capitol received more than 60 centimeters of snow. Blizzard conditions meant visibility was extremely low on the area's nearly deserted streets for much of Saturday. Further up the coast, the National Weather Service said New York City's Central Park recorded at least 64 centimeters of snow. Authorities there lifted a travel ban early Sunday morning that had limited the movement of the area's 8.4 million residents since Saturday. Syrian forces recaptured the town of Rabia Sunday, continuing their string of victories over rebels in the northwestern province of Latakia. Rabia is about 10 kilometers south of the Turkish border and is one of more than a dozen areas the government said its fighters took control of in recent days. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, which monitors violence in Syria, said the pro-government troops were backed by Russian airstrikes and strategic help from Russian military officers. Germany's Interior Minister said Sunday the country is still taking in around 2,000 refugees a day, but it is now denying entry to about 200 others daily at its borders. The tighter border controls come after the EU's top economy last year took in a record 1.1 million refugees and migrants, straining resources and sparking heated political debate. Thomas de Maizière spoke to the newspaper Bild am Sonntag. U.S. President Barack Obama says Pakistan can and must do more against terror groups operating from within its borders. In an interview published Sunday by the Press Trust of India, Obama said Pakistan can show it is serious about dismantling terror networks. Earlier this month, India blamed a Pakistani-based militant group for an attack on an Indian Air Force base. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.